ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, for some, the appearance of Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan at the Yuruk Justice Commission felt like it was 200 years in the making. She's the first leader of an Australian government to give evidence at a formal truth-telling inquiry. But some are questioning whether her appearance will lead to lasting change. Reuben Berg is the co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. Reuben, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
How significant was this to have the Premier fronting up and turning up to this inquiry?
It was extremely significant to be able to have the leader of the state there as part of this inquiry and to be able to share her perspective on some of the truths from the past. Yeah, it was a very significant day.
For people who are in states other than Victoria, how significant has Yuruk been to members of the Indigenous community and the non-Indigenous community in Victoria, in your view?
Yeah, it's been a really powerful process for the First Peoples community to be able to come out and share their own personal stories, the impacts that colonisation has had on them, and then for the broader Victorian community to be able to better understand some of this past from a much more emotional level, from actually hearing from the stories from people. So it's a really important part of the broader process we've got here in Victoria progressing towards treaty.
How do you see the balance between, when you have someone like the Premier coming to the inquiry, what's the balance between talking and listening, do you think?
I think there was actually a good balance yesterday. I think there were some really powerful presentations that were made by Yuruk to actually have the Premier actually be able to listen to and to be able to reflect on, but also for the Premier herself to be able to give her perspective on things. So I think there was a good balance met yesterday.
The issue of education is one that's coming up again and again, Reuben. There were several themes surrounding Jacinta Allan's appearance yesterday. Education was a major theme, and the Premier says it's the state government's responsibility to tell the state's full history. How hopeful are you that there might be some inclusion like that in the curriculum?
Yeah, I'm very hopeful, particularly because we do have this treaty process here in Victoria whereby we're setting up agreements with the states that there's actually obligations for them to follow through on, unlike some of the previous strategies that Yuruk have been looking at, where government have said a lot of things but not delivered. Moving into this treaty landscape will enable us to have greater accountability for the state for delivering on things like greater education for the broader community about First Peoples.
The community in Victoria has changed a lot and continues to change. Where do you think Yuruk sits in the middle of that when many people have come from other parts of the world? They might not know some of these stories. People who've lived here for generations might not know some of these stories as well.
Yeah, and it is really important to be able to give people the opportunity to hear about some of these stories. And as has been said, I think, across many times across Yuruk, it's not about trying to make people feel guilty or ashamed about these things that have happened. It's about hopefully getting a better understanding of what actually has happened and how that has left this separation between First Peoples and the rest of the community so that we can work out what we can do to actually address that.
What do you mean?
So if we can actually understand that some of the systemic things that government have done, whereby they didn't enable First Peoples to access land, whereby they didn't enable First Peoples to have proper education, engage in the employment sector properly, that's led to disadvantage across generations. And so that means that we need to actually take action to address some of those things.
What surprised you most about the Premier's appearance yesterday when you look back?
No, I wasn't actually that surprised, because I think that we had some expectations about what was going to occur. But I think her capacity to really think deeply about how it actually impacted her, hearing some of those deeper stories about particularly the Jawa people from where she's based, and her emotional connection to some of those things was really powerful.
When it comes to action, particularly the issue of land, Reuben, what's being floated in terms of redress to try and get Indigenous people back onto some land or provide some support on that issue?
Yeah, so obviously the issue around land and waters is a very sensitive one, because it's a big issue in the broader community as well. From my perspective, it's about looking how we can access what land the government has, Crown land sort of conversation, but also looking about how we can actually empower traditional owner groups, empower and First Peoples communities, so they have the resources, just like any other parts of the community, to go about acquiring land through the usual methods.
What do you mean?
So if, at the moment, TruSigner groups don't necessarily have the resources to be able to acquire water licences, to be able to purchase land that might be suitable for cultural perspectives. And so if we can build up strength in communities, they'll have that capacity to engage in the market like everyone else.
What's the situation at the moment on this issue of redress with the amount of land? Has much changed hands in Victoria?
There's only been a small amount of land that have come across through things like Native Title and the Traditional Owner Settlement Act. And unfortunately, oftentimes it's the kind of the discarded land that the government sees no value in. And so we're really trying to make sure that when there is opportunities for government land that's available, that we can ensure that traditional owners have some access to that.
What do you think is a realistic amount of land in Victoria?
To my mind, there's not some particular equation or formula to work out those sorts of things. It's just about trying to make sure that we can rebalance some of these things so that First Peoples have, in a variety of different methods, access to land and waters that meets their needs.
What happens next for Yuruk? What stage is this process at now, Ruben?
So they'll be finishing off this hearing shortly, and then we'll be providing some recommendations about this and future hearings by the middle of next year. And all those recommendations feed directly into the treaty negotiation process we already have in place with the state of Victoria.
So what's the timeline look like over the next year ahead with that unfolding?
Yeah, so there's going to be, after this inquiry, the next inquiries are going to be around health and housing and education, so that'll be coming up in the next couple of months. And then from a treaty standpoint, we're hopeful that the negotiations database, which enables groups to say they would like to participate in treaty, will be open middle of the year, and we can start negotiations in September, hopefully.
Will you be in territory of process that other states have not been in as yet? Do you feel a sense of heading into different territory at the moment?
Yeah, I think when you look at it from a national standpoint, Victoria is definitely leading the way in some of these things. But I think it's important to set it in a global context whereby these sorts of conversations have happened in many other nations all around the world long before we're having them here. So we are advanced in terms of the nation, but I think we're still catching up in terms of the global perspective on these things.
One of the examples that's often talked about with these kind of processes, of course, is the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa, which at the time was led by Archbishop Desmond Tutu. We've just had the 30th anniversary of free and democratic elections in South Africa, but inequality in South Africa's got much worse despite this process. How can you have confidence that even if all the energy is put into this process, that it may not change things for your people?
Well, I think what we've heard repeatedly across the Yuruk process is that when government thinks it's trying to do the right thing and tries to do its best, it doesn't actually get the best outcomes for First Peoples. And what we're trying to see is a shift out of this process and in the treaty process is that in matters that are directly related to First Peoples are the ones to make those decisions. And I have confidence that when we have that capacity, we will see better outcomes.
Ruben Berg, it's been good to talk to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ruben Berg is the co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, talking about the appearance yesterday of the Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen at the Yuruk Justice Commission. Some people seeing that as an occasion that was almost 200 years in the making.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.